Dr. Julie Galthorpe this morning talking about compassion when it goes wrong. You've given us some examples today, and certainly not an easy answer on a personal level or even for someone who's trying to make good decisions. How does someone know if they might be enabling unhealthy behaviors through, you touched on today, idiot compassion?
Yes, idiot compassion or blind compassion. So one key way to get in the way of this, if you have to pay attention to patterns of behavior. So if you find yourself repeatedly making excuses for someone's harmful actions or shielding them from consequences, that's a sign of enabling rather than genuinely helpful compassion. So wise compassion. If that's happening, you have to step back, evaluate whether your actions are truly supporting their well-being over the long term. It often boils down to outcome, not intention. So remember I said that we can all have good intention with compassion, like it comes from a good place. We want to have compassion, but you have to assess, okay, I'm being super compassionate here and it was wise and in terms of what I needed to do. What is the outcome looking like? Is the outcome things are getting worse? Because if your help is leading to long-term positive change or growth in the other person, that's supportive, right? You're like, yay for me. That was wise compassion. However, if it's perpetuating a cycle of dependency or avoidance of responsibility, that's simply enabling. And that's where that blind or idiot compassion comes in.
Thank you, Julie. So where can people reach you?
Feel free to give us a call at 613-962-1852. Look us up at galthorpetherapist.com, or you can follow us on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok at Dr. Julie Galthorpe, RSW.
All right. We still have a few minutes here. Just wanted to bring back, you touched on the unhoused, those experiencing homelessness. And here in Belleville, the bridge has moved to Church Street.
Yes, I know.
That's near your business. And you talk about compassion, and we all have it, right? But there seems to be a sense with people I talk to and agency workers and support groups that fatigue is set in. And I look at the situation over the last several years. Are we making any progress? And I went into the bridge last week, at the new location on Church Street. And I met with some of the staff there from the John Howard Society, three ladies volunteering from the Enrichment Center, offering up the lunches. But I left, you know, sharing my experience, I left kind of questioning, have we made, I don't think we're making progress. That's what I felt, because I saw the situation in there in real time, some very challenging experiences or lifestyle for some.
Yeah, I can only offer it as an observer. I'm not involved in terms of trying to change this situation. I can only observe. I think it's similar to friends I have who have places of work near Bridge Street Church. So now we just are dealing with the same situation at this area in this block radius. I have had some nice interactions with police about, like, what can we do? What is the situation? You know, I think that there is lots of compassion, but as a compassionate person, just kind of looking out my window, I struggle with seeing, oh, wow, that person just about got hit by a car because they walked across the street and they are completely dissociative or in a psychotic state. So is that compassionate? Doesn't feel very compassionate. I see somebody when I go for a walk, I see someone laying with their stuff, like almost in the road, passed out, and we're all kind of walking around them. And so that doesn't seem very compassionate. Are things better? I think when I look at the crowd of people and how unwell people are, the things that have happened in my parking lot, it's difficult to manage. And I can understand, because I've heard about it from people who were in the downtown core. It's hard to know how to be compassionate and balance that, because I also have to be compassionate for the people that work with me or who are coming to my office, and they're like, oh, there's someone doing something in the parking lot, or, you know, picking up garbage, picking up things that are not really safe for the rest of us to just walk out and pick up without knowing what we're handling. So it's something that it's always balancing this compassion. But when I see people in such a state of illness and walking on Dundas Street, like almost in traffic because they don't know where they are. And we're saying, okay, well, that's their, you use the word lifestyle. That's not a lifestyle. That is severe illness mm-hmm. where no one is helping them. Do you think their families want them to live this way?
No.
And so this is that idea of reevaluating what we are doing. And I'm not saying we go back to like all these institutions, which were incredibly terrible, but we know more now, and engagement can be different because are we perpetuating that problem? Your interactions where you went and with the agency, that's what you left feeling. I think you were saying like, I don't know if, you know, this kind of hands-off approach that we're taking is helping anyone. So if we have true compassion for people, let's look at the outcome of what we're doing. And again, it's not an easy answer, but it's also not easy to see people in such a state of illness.
Yeah, it is. And it's daily, right?
It's minute by minute.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Thank you, Dr. Galthorpe.
Thank you.